Interesting. As Hashem, we're going to try to have Chumash Yom through June. But probably at a different time. I'll let you know what time it'll be. Next week there's no Parsha Shavua. Okay. The Torah says in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, Vedaber Hashem al Moshe ben Ur Sinai ba'al Moed, Becha l'chodesh ha'sheni b'shana ha'sheni s'tzeisa meretz b'shoyim leimor. So the Rashi comments that mitochi boson l'fona mo nelsom kol shah, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chiba for Klal Yisrael, he constantly is mona them. When they came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem counted them. Shenoflu me'egel, after they died in the Chet Ha'egel, so he counted who was left over. Menon. Ukshabol hashar shchinos aleim, menon. And here, menon becha benisan hukam ha'mishkan. So. After the Chet Ha'egel, Vechad Benisan, the Hukam HaMishkan, he was Menon. And Vechad Be'ir Menon. And then here, is Echad L'Chodesh HaSheni, is Ir, he also was Menon. And we see here the minyan in the beginning of Bamidbar, right on page 4. Vayukol apkudim sheish meos elef shlosha shalofim v'chamesh meos v'chamishim. And in Parshas Bo is the minyan when they went out of Mitzrayim, a Yisub ben Yisrael me Ramses, Shmei Shemos Elf Ragli Advarim Advar Mitaf. And the Pekudei is by the Mishkan, on page 7. Beka la Gulgolas, Machatzisa Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh L'Chol Over Al Kudim, Ben Esrim Shonov Amal Shei Shmeos Elf Shlosh Asalofim, Chamei Shmeos V'Chamishim. So the question that's raised by different Mefarshim is, what was the necessity of this minyan now? It was already in the same year, from Nisan to Iyar. They already was Mona them in Nisan of that year. So why a couple of months later was he Mona them again? See, Vishlama, the first minyan they went out of Mitzrayim. The second minyan was after the Chet Ha'egel, when they built the Mishkan, so he wanted to see how much is left. But this is the same year. What's the purpose of this minyan? So let's take a look in the Yalkut Shimoni on page 8. So first page, Dalad. B'shach shekiblu Yisrael asatorah, niskanu umos ha'olam v'hem ma'aru l'skariv yosem en ha'umos. When Klal Yisrael received the Torah, so the umos were a little bit jealous. Why did Hashem choose them? So Sosom Pihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept their mouth shut by saying the following: Haviu li sefer yuchsin shalachem, bring me your family pedigree. Shneimar havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim k'shem shabanai meviim, just like Klal Yisrael could produce it, as the pasuk says, v'yisialdu al mishpachosam. L'kach menoam Perosh Sefer Achar Hamitzvos Eil Mitzvos Asher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe Al Bnei Yisrael Bar Sinai. So the question in the Sefer B'yos HaBoker, page 9, that's by Rav Shaul Brach, who was a big gadol in Hungary. He wrote a Sefer, many different Sefarim he's written. One of them is called B'yos HaBoker, and it's a Sefer on the Yontif of Shavuos, all about Matan Torah, tying in Matan Torah to like every parsha in the Chumash. So he asked the Kasha, what's pshat in the Medrash? The Medrash is asking why that the Goyim were jealous. Why did he choose them over us? But we know that's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to them also. They just refused it. So what's the pshat that they were niskanu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say... And what does it have to do with the Sifra Yichsin? So he explains like this. If you look carefully in the Medrash, it uses a Lashon Mara uliskarev Yosef min Uvos, which means that there's a certain closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with Klal Yisrael that he doesn't have with the rest of the nations. A certain closeness. So how do you get close to God? So the Shaul Brach quotes the Pasuk of Tehillim here on page 12. He says, "Lo yeshiv bekev beisi osa remia dover shkarim lo yikon lo neged einai." With somebody who's osa remia, who does things in very tricker, you know, not in a honest way, remia, in a circuitous way. He's a person who dover shkarim. He lies. Lo yikon lo neged einai. Hashem says he can't be near me. He can't be close with me. So Rav Shaul Brach quotes here on page 10, the first column. Say Yishlom Nitziv Dovash Karim Lo Yikon Lo Neged Einai Yisrael Nisyachadu B'midazu Shal Emes. Israel has the meat of Emes. Sheiris Yisrael lo yasu avla. So therefore, since dover shkarim lo yikon leneged einai, somebody's a dover shkarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't deal with him. And Klal Yisrael has this meat of Emes. So therefore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, because of the Midah of Emes that they have. Now, how do we see that they have the Midah of Emes? So he says like this. Take a look. Midah zu shelo yishakru nesgala b'shashil yaldo mishpachosun bofa nifla ma'od. So he quotes from the Panim Yafos. You can look inside on the next page. The Panim Yafos explains le'ezet tzorach hayaminin hashlishi b'ir. What was? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to count the Jewish people again in Iyar? He just counted them. Minyan Hasheni B'Tishrei became Mispar Shnoseim Shovim. It was the same year. Minyan Hasheni says was B'Tishrei, and Hashlishi was B'Iyar of that same year. So let's look at the Panim Yofo says, Ulai, in the middle of the first column, page 11. Hatam ibnei shekodim shiluach ha-meraglim ha-yumuchonim l'chonis miyad l'Eretz Yisrael. Hekevin she-Eretz Yisrael mischalik l'shvotim ha-yatzorach lida mispar kol shevi v'shevi k'mo shoya be-emes b'minyon b'tchilas k'nisos l'Eretz Yisrael. V'vizeh l'achat shamonu yur al shvotim m'meila noda mispar shevet ha-achron. He says like this. The purpose of the third count was now they're ready to go to Eretz Yisrael. And for Eretz Yisrael, you have to know how big each shevet is. Because that's going to decide how much land they're going to get. So the purpose of the third count was different than the first two counts. The first two counts were to know the general number of the whole Jewish people. The third count was to know how much in every tribe, because you were going into Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak lay the mispar kol shevet. So theoretically, by the third count, there's a great incentive by every tribe to lie. Because if you lie on the number, you get a bigger portion. So the chiddush was that on the third count, everyone, each shevet, gave in their number. And then you saw the general count. And the general count that they knew from before and the specific count were equal. So you see that no one lied. Because they knew what the general number was supposed to be. Now they had to just know how was it divided by each shevet. And each shevet gave their number. And it stimmed. Because if they were dishonest, then the general count would be lower. Because each shevet would say, you know, we have more. So by the fact that when the third count and each shevet gave their specific things and it added up, that was the raya that they were honest people. So that's what it means. Haveil lefonei sefer yuchsin, bring the sefer yuchsin, like Klal Yisrael brought the sefer yuchsin, meaning they told how much each shevet had, and it stimmed with the general figure. So you see that they had this midah of emes. So no one lied. No one lied. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to have a relationship with them. Because they're honest people. They're anshe emes. And that's what it means why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this kariv, the Klal Yisrael, more than the other umos. It's interesting that the midah of emes, of course, when it comes to life situations, so a person, it's a lot of times an objective fact. Do you owe him $20? Don't you owe him? Were you here? Were you not there? It's yes or no. Very, very simple. But there's another idea of the Midah Emes, and that's when it comes to Torah. In Torah, in learning Torah, we have a belief that the Midah of Emes doesn't have to necessarily be only one Mahalach. That there could be more than one Pshat in the Pasuk, both emes. And it's interesting that we know that the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa on page 13 says, why is Lashon HaKodesh, why is the Hebrew, why is it called Lashon HaKodesh? So the Ramban says, because all the Torah was given in this Lashon. So that's why it's called Lashon HaKodesh. The Torah, the Nevuah, The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim says a different reason. That there are no words for the reproductive organ in Lashon HaKodesh. In other words, everything that we speak about, things that are very private, there are other words that are just connotations for them, but not a word that actually means that particular thing. Like bia. Bia just means to come in, but the lashon for cohabitation is just always the lashon nikiya for it. But the Ramban says no, it has to do with the fact that the Torah was given in this lashon. So the Rosh Brach elsewhere in the Sefer says another word. He says we know that when Yaakov was in with Lavan in Golos, he says, "Ve'itzavu son le'mor kosam run la'adoni le'esav kol mar avdecha Yaakov im Lavan garti va'echar ardata." Famous Rashi, "Im Lavan garti tayeg mitzvah shamarti." So the Bala Turim says, quotes the Masora, that the lashon garti is also found in another pasuk, in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf, page 17. Oyoli ki garti meshech, the lashon garti. So seemingly, says the Bala Turim on page 18, there's a connection between the garti in Vayishlach and the garti in Tehillim, meaning that the psukim in Tehillim are referring to the that pasuk in Perek in Tehillim are referring to the mice of Yaakov being in the Beis Lavan in Golos. So what does he say? In pasuk Gimel, page 16, Mayitein lecha umayosif lach loshen remiyah. So what is loshen remiyah? So Rav Shaul Brach says that loshen remiyah means that since Yaakov was in Golos and they had foreign language, they didn't have Lashon HaKodesh, so that's called a Lashon Remiyah. It's not Lashon HaKodesh. So why is the Lashon HaUmos called Lashon Remiyah? So what does the pasuk say? Mayitein loch umayosif loch Lashon Remiyah. So it says Rav Shaul Brach on page 19. What does it mean, Mayitein loch umayosif loch? Look at the first column, page 19, on the right side, bottom. Six lines from the bottom. Lashon Remiyah she'ein lahosif od chiddush v'kavana acheres b'lshonos umos. So it's like in English, it's not shy if we're going to darshan multiple meanings. It's one meaning, but a pasuk in Chumash, one word can have multiple meanings, and they're all emes. She'ein kein lashon hakodesh at sof kol hadoros motzim bo chadoshos. There's always more to learn from. In other words, each word is rich and has multiple meanings. And that's the pasuk says in Shir HaShir. So emes is the midah that Klal Yisrael have. They don't lie to get money. And therefore the zocher for Torah, that Torah is emes, but the emes in Torah also means that one pasuk can have multiple meanings. And you could learn and continue learning. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wants to have a connection with you and give you his Torah if you don't cheat on the Sefer Yud. They could have cheated. Could get more land. Right? That was what the third minyan was all about. So the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, page 20, Heviani el beis hayayin, v'diglo alai ava. So what's the beis hayayin? Says the Medrash, Martev godel shal yayin zesinai. Har Sinai was the Beis Hayayim. And he says, what's with Diglo? We once quoted this Chazal. Diglo is the numerical value of 49. To show that in Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave on each halacha 49 svaras l'kula and 49 svaras l'chumra. That's why the famous Ritva in Eirvin on page 24 says, why are Eilu Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim? How can you possibly say Eilu Eilu? If you have Beisham and Beisil, they say different things. Why do we say Eilu Eilu? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Har Sinai gave 49 svaras l'kula, 49 svaras l'chumra, so each one is emes. Now, l'gabei p'sak halacha, we have to paskin one way. You can't just say, you know, do whatever you want. The klalim had a paskin. But as like Rav Shechter says, in terms of lima Torah, each one is emes. So Har Sinai is the Beis Hayayin, says the Rav Shol Brach on page 22. Says we learned this last year. We know that when you take wine, there's machazal, it was three parts water, one part wine. But if you don't put the water in there, you can't drink it. So the same thing, that the Torah, Shebichsav, needs the Torah Shebalpeh, which is the Memtes Panim Kan, Memtes Panim Kan. Or else you won't be able to understand. Just like you can't drink the wine without putting the water in, so too you can't understand the Torah Shebichsav without the Torah Shebal Peh. So, it's all emes. All the different panim are emes. Even though lagabe halach lemaisa, you can't just say, okay, therefore I can do anything. They have to be klolim had a paskin. But the Torah is a multifaceted learning system of Torah Shebal Peh, many different shitas, etc. And Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library showed me the words of Rav Kook in the Ein Ayah on page 26 on the famous Chazal, Talmidei Chachamim Barim Shalom Ba'olam. And this is a very important yisod. Rav Kook writes, he says, Yesh Toim, there are people that make a mistake, Shechoshvim Sha Shalom Ha'olami that the only way you can have shalom is if everyone thinks the same. If everyone thinks the same. But when you see that Talmidei Chachamim are learning Torah and they come out with all these different shitos, so you think there can't be shalom. VeEmes Einu Kein, Ki Hashalom Amiti Yefsha Sheyevo Lom Ki Yedafkal Yedei Torah Shal Riboy Hashalom. Shalom means Riboy Shal Shalom Hu Yisrael Kol Atzdodim V'Chol Hashito Sheyesh B'Chochma. No, Fakert. The Talmidei Chachamim bring out all the different sides of an issue, and that is the ultimate Shalom, the Shleimus. Is the Riboy, Marbim Shalom. Marbim Shalom means they bring out all the different tzadim. And that's Shalom, and that's Emes. So, when a person's coming to Marmon Har Sinai, so the prerequisite to get in is to be an honest person. That's the ticket in. Aviyu lefanei sefer yuchsin. You show you don't cheat, you don't lie to get a larger portion. And no, that was the third minyan. Each shevet gave their amount, and Moshe knew what the Kadosh Baruch Hu knew what the sum total is. So now we'll want to see. Let's add up the parts, and we'll see will the parts be the same as the sum total, or will the parts be more because people lied on the shevet list. It was equal. So that was the ticket in. And now they're ready to come to the Beis Hayayin. And to get the Torah, which is Lashon HaKodesh, which is not the Lashon Remiya. Lashon Remiya is not multifaceted. Torah is multifaceted. And there can be many different shitas and many different things. And it's all part of Elo Velo Divre Elokim Chaim. But the prerequisite is Havi'u Lufa Alei Sefer Yuchsin. That you have to be an Erlich Yid, you have to be an Ish Emes. And if you're Erlich Yid, an Ish Emes, then Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam means Marbim Shalom. The Shalom comes Fakir. Not everyone should think the same. Everyone should have different views, but all within respect of each other. And with all rooted in the Masorah, not just Stam ideas, you know, or else. You can't just say everyone can think what they want. They can say things that are not. All rooted in our Masorah. All rooted in shitas that are part of my Masorah. Not things that are chutz l'Masorah. And then, it's Marbim Shalom. That brings the ultimate Shalom to see the whole picture. That's the Beis Hayayin. Because the Torah is like Yayin. Without the Torah Shabbat Peh, without the Riboy Shitas, we won't understand it. Just like we can't drink the wine without putting the water in. And that's Talmidei Chachamim Barim Shalom Ba'olam. And that's the Tanai. And that's the Torah's Emes because of the beautiful, multifaceted Torah that we have. But it's only given to people who are Havi'u Lefanei Sefer Yuchsin. People who are Anshei Emes, who are not going to lie on the figures to say that they have more in their tribe to get more land. Once you have that, Hashem says, I want to have a relationship with you. Because Dover Shkarim, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that a Dover Shkarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to deal with. Dover Shkarim is, well, he's not going to be in front of me. It's only the Ish Emes, and that's the Fonai. And this is the idea that we should appreciate the Mid of Emes, as we're now a week away almost, from Maimon Har Sinai, from Receptor the Torah, we should reestablish our Midas HaEmes, and then we should be mechazek ourselves in the Marbim Sholem of the Torah, of the Riboy Shitos, each coming from the Mesorah, and each in respect with one another, Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Sholem Ba'olam, and Viani Al Beis HaYayin. And another thing, I think I saw in Rav Shol Brachsef for something else, and it's important also, the Torah is called Beis HaYayin, because we know Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, that through learning Torah, a person gets to understand who he is. Because everyone has a special natia in Torah. Some people like Halacha, Agada, you learn more about yourself also. Your inner self comes out when you come into the Beis HaYayin. Because the Torah, and this I think I saw in Rav Shol Brach say for someplace or someplace else, I saw it someplace, that the Torah brings out the best of you. And that's the Torah's the Beis Hayayin. It's like you drink the wine and brings out, and that's what everyone has to find, who has to be in contact with who they are and what they should be pursuing and what their goals should be and what they're cut out to be. And everyone should be different. No, have to be different, but you don't have to, you have to be who you are. And you have to be true to yourself, not try to be who you're not, and not try to imitate someone else who you're not, but be true to who you are, your chelik in Torah, your chelik in this world. As long as it starts off with the Midas HaEmes, of Avil Lefonei Sef Yuchsin, and that's the prerequisite of the Chayi Olam, the Asher Nosan Lano Torah's Emes, the Chayi Olam, not Abisufei.